your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on the Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network. This is Heidi.
And this is Stephanie on this very twisted Tuesday. Welcome in. Heidi and I feel all twisted because we just couldn't do the Facebook Live without a hitch this time.
He had some problems. Well, let's just say I had some problems. The new format, Facebook format, is not my friend right now. So that's all.
I wish they would just have one format and just stick to it, but Facebook changes on a daily basis, I think. You know, you just get used to something and then they switch it again, you know?
It's good for our brains.
It is good for our brains.
Keep us on our toes.
I mean, it is true. It makes us look dumb, though, if we're on live feed and everybody's
looking
at us.
Well, yeah, I wasn't expecting that. Sorry. I wasn't expecting a big old change that made everything disappear.
It's all good. It's all good. We'll do it again. So how are you, other than twisted because of, you know, everything that we just happened?
Good. You know, I'm enjoying summer, finally. You know, it's like we had freezing cold temperatures into roaring hundreds.
Yes.
Thankfully, we don't have fires. I mean, I can't complain that way. But it's nice to have summer. Cindy's been up a couple of weekends now, and we've been able to go kayaking. And that's been nice. That's like, summer.
Yeah.
So that's been fun. It's so relaxing. Mm-hmm. And we're not hardcore. I'm calling us out, Cindy. She's in the chat room. I'm calling us out. We're not hardcore kayakers because we'll paddle somewhere and then we'll put our boats together and hang on and float, like run a raft together.
We'll just
let the, cause it's a river that's, you know, dammed up. So it makes a lake. Mm-hmm. And so we'll just float. The current will take us and then we'll float and then eventually we'll paddle back, you know, because we don't want to get sucked down the dam either. So we'll paddle and then we'll float for a while and like, oh, we're drifting again. Let's go. And so we paddle. And anyway,
yeah.
So we've been able to do that. And Karen says, you have water. Yes, we do have water in the lake. The river behind me or behind our house is very low, but apparently there's enough water and they probably have it dammed up more than normal. So that there is water in the lake. But I don't know that there's a lot of water in the lake for boaters because we don't see boaters out there. We don't see people with the big speed boats and stuff, especially in some of the areas where we were kayaking. The weeds were pretty high up. And so I think it was because the water was low. And so there's certain areas of the lake that other boats can't get to. And, you know, you have a kayak, you don't need a whole lot of water. So anyway.
Well, and all, you know, all the lakes are down every day. I'm at Silver Lake and I just watch it go further and further out. And it's just, it's just so awful, terrible to see. And we watch the plants. They're all just curling up and dying. And even the leaves on the trees are, you know, curling up in a lot of places. So we really need a lot of rain. I wish it would happen, but I don't know. Looking out at the forecast, it doesn't seem like we're going to get any. I mean, they have chances, but those chances are pretty far and few, right? So definitely not any all-day rains like is what we need, you know? So
agreed.
But yeah, there's nothing quite like, you know, being in the lake. And I know we've been up at our lake house a couple of times and we were up there. Was it last weekend? I don't remember. We were up there and you know what has invaded our lake is zebra mussels.
Oh, no.
This year, and I cut the bottom of my foot walking, you know, on the sand, so I couldn't stay, you know, because you don't want to be in there, really, because I didn't have shoes. I should have had lake shoes, and I'll buy lake shoes. I won't go in there without them again, but what a bummer. But yeah, it's so fun. It's so fun to just hang and relax and, you know, float on the floaties and all that good stuff. So yeah, I still have a little bit of time left to do that. So let's get out there and, you know, enjoy. I know, as Sarge said, summer's almost over. I beg to differ. You know, I mean, seriously, I mean, in September, I mean, it's been really warm through September up here now. You know, it's different than it was when I was a kid, for sure. You know?
Yep. For sure.
Yeah, so many places need rain. And then there are so many places that are too wet. Like Pennsylvania has like floods going on, and different places out east. And then there's us and the Pacific Northwest, which is normally lush and green. And no, state of Washington is under a severe drought warning or whatever. So it's just as dry out there as it is here. So unbelievable.
Yeah, it's awful. Awful. Yeah,
it really is. It really is awful. So what are we going to talk about tonight, Heidi?
Well, you know, it's our Paranormal Smorgasbord.
It is.
Yeah. First Tuesday of the month. Yes. And so it's not just up to us tonight to bring the topics. This is everybody is up for topics.
Day. Yep. So,
and we have the best chat room on the planet, I believe.
We do.
Our chat room folks bring topics like crazy. Absolutely. It's awesome. So absolutely. I can't wait to see what you guys bring tonight.
I know for sure. I think it'll be super, super fun. And, you know, just to kind of talk a little bit about what we're planning for the gathering. We had a planning meeting last night, and we have some really heavy hitting guests that are going to be on in the next couple of months. So we have Carter Bouchard will be on our show in a couple of weeks here, and he's going to be talking about his books. He's written two books now on Bigfoot, and, you know, he used to be, still is kind of sort of, the advisor for Squatchers. So it'll be a really fun show with him. You know, he's one that can, you know, talk forever, and which is fun, you know, because he has some really good things to say. And then we have Katie Elizabeth, who's another cryptid gal, and she researches lake monsters, and she will be on in September. Yep. And then we're working on Wendy Webb, who has a new book out in October. We're hoping that she can be on in October. And Michael Bodine, who is a psychic here in Minneapolis. Everybody knows about him. He's been on our show a few times, but it's been a while now. So yeah. He's going to be on our show in the next month or two. We have to set up a date with that. We've got the confirmation, just a date we need. So, and other lots of stuff. And we're excited to say that, you know, Kristen will be on with us once a month too. So her first day back with us is the 24th, I think, of this month, right?
Yep.
So we're excited. We got all this new stuff coming up, and it's going to be super fun. And of course, our Paranormal Smorgasbords every first Tuesday of the month. So would you like to start? Is there anything burning a hole in your mind?
Well, I don't know if it's burning a hole. Yeah. I don't need any more holes in my head, actually.
Well,
but
either. This
happened on Saturday night. So this is actually, bring up Cindy again, because she was over this weekend. And we were sitting outside at the table on the deck, and we were just, it was nighttime, you know, it was beautiful out, and we were sitting there hanging out, and Tim and I, Cindy, I don't think you saw it, it was behind you in the sky, but Tim and I saw what we thought was a satellite, and it was moving, it was really high up. It looked like a star, but it was moving in a straight line across the sky, and Tim mentioned it, and I looked, I'm like, oh yeah, I see it. It looks like a satellite. I think that's what I said, satellite. And as we were watching it, it dropped like 90 degrees and it looked like it was headed straight down, which I don't think is a satellite at that point. I mean, it did a 90 degree turn and went really fast, disappeared like quickly. It looked like it was heading straight for the Earth, 90 degree angle, and went crazy fast. So I don't know. Yeah, Cindy. Okay. She said in the chat room she couldn't see it. Yeah, because you were facing, it was behind you where you were sitting. And so Tim was like, oh my gosh, that's not a satellite. I'm like, I don't think so. He's like, you saw that, right? I said, yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. It was wild because it took a 90-degree, what looked like a 90-degree turn from our perspective anyway, mm-hmm. and it went straight down. And that was the weirdest thing because we see, you know, everybody, you can look up in the sky and see satellites, right? It's not a big deal.
Right. They're everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, they're everywhere. There was a couple months ago, maybe not even that long ago, we saw a trail of satellites. And I saw on social media, I don't know if it was the Elk River Facebook page. It might have been. And someone mentioned the same thing that they saw, and people were trying to debate whether it was satellites or not, because there was what looked like a satellite, straight line. And then right behind it was another one, and another one, and another one. There's probably 20 of them. And they just dotted the sky in exactly the same spot, going not exactly the same speed. Some would slow down and speed up, you know, so they were kind of mm-hmm. bobbing in between, but they stayed in the exact same line.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird.
Well, so, does anybody have any idea what they could be?
No. Nobody. I mean, there's two guesses, satellites or aliens. Like, that's all that people had.
You don't think they're military something or other, you know?
I guess, that could be it, too. Someone might mention that now that you mention it. But
you know, a lot of people are not liking us now, you know? I mean, you know, just saying.
I don't think it was satellites either, Karen. Karen in the chat room said, no, not satellites. Mm-hmm. I don't think... Yeah, Cindy, you were here when you saw that. That was wild, right? So they did. They moved in a perfect line, but they were going at different speeds, but none of them, like, passed each other. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, as if you're walking in a single file and the guy in front of you is walking slow and you catch up to him. So then mm-hmm. you have to slow down.
Right.
And then he speeds up, and then so you can speed up and they slow down. But all of them were doing it. There were, like, 20 of them. And they were all, like, speeding up and slowing down, but no one could pass each other. And they never got out of their single file line.
Yeah. That's bizarre.
It was weird.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of makes me think maybe it's something military, you know, maybe they had jets out or something, you know, because they go pretty fast, you know, and they do all kinds of things that we wouldn't normally expect. But I don't know. I mean, we see weird stuff when we're out squatching, too. You know, we wonder what it is. So we know they're not satellites either. Yeah. I don't know. Crazy.
Yeah, it was weird. And so it was interesting to see the one the other night because it was so clear.
Mm-hmm.
And it went a 90-degree angle and went so fast it disappeared.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
So, Woo! Yeah. So I've been going out. So at night, I go out and walk my dogs after dark. We just walk up and down the street a few times. There's a cul-de-sac, so we walk around. Because nobody, you know, nobody's on our street, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
we can walk around at night in the middle of the street and not worry about anything. And so we've been doing that at night now that it's been not as beastly hot. And I've been looking at the sky, and it's just, there's so much going on that I really can't say it's satellites. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Satellites don't go all over the place. You know, these are moving, you know, angles, directions, speeding up, slowing down. Could it be military? Sure, I suppose. It could be. Absolutely could be. It just seems so weird. They're so far away. It's just a little dot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's moving in weird, like, weird directions, angles.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's hard to say, right? I don't know. You know, when we were up north last summer, they all saw something. I was doing something else and I wasn't watching. But Josie got freaked out. I mean, she was like, we got to go. So she felt threatened, whatever it was. And then she felt like there were red lines in the sky. She could see them. Isn't that interesting? Like, you know, like when you look at the globe and there's longitude and latitude lines, that's what she was seeing up, but in the sky. Bizarre. I don't know. I think we need to go to that same place with Josie at night or at that same time of year. You know, I think it was in August last year. But I don't know. It's bizarre. Yeah, I don't know.
It is.
And meteors don't move like that either. Nope.
No, because Joe in the chat room said there's a meteor shower going on right now, which I think I saw one the other night, too. It went shooting in through the sky. It was kind of at an angle heading towards, well, it looked like it was going towards the planet. It could have gone past the planet. I don't know. I don't have the depth perception on it. But anyway, this was not a meteor. This is what I saw and Tim saw the other night. And then Cindy in the chat room said that over by where she lives, she saw something. They thought there were planes lining up for the airport, but they moved and disappeared. Definitely not planes, like coming into land, mm-hmm. I think is what she meant, that mm-hmm. they disappeared. They look like they're going to line up. Because, you know, as you get close to the airport, you kind of see the planes kind of start to come, and they start making their lineup for the runway, depending on what runway they're supposed to land on. And so there will be a line of planes going for the certain runway, and, you know, then, but yeah, to have them just disappear like that, that's probably not a airplane. Very and she said a friend saw it too. Yeah, it's crazy.
Meteors can move oddly passing through the atmosphere. And that's true. You know, last, when we talk about this, the one that I saw didn't move odd, but I can't remember what day it was. Just within the last week, Melly and I were walking and it was after dark. Or maybe it was in the morning. Actually, it was in the morning. It was because now that we get up, you know, I get up at ungodly time to take her for a walk. It was like 5:30 and it's not light anymore. And so we're walking down the alleyway and the moon was beautiful. I remember seeing the moon. And then there was this really bright light next to it. And it just started going super fast down. But I think it was a falling star or a meteor because it was too. It was like it was just in a straight line. It just went and then it was gone, you know. It was quite amazing, actually. I forgot all about that till you're talking about this.
Crazy.
I'd like to think it was a falling star, you know, but we know the meteor showers, right? But I didn't think the Perseides meteor showers happened until like the 10th or something of August, but I guess I don't know. I could be wrong. But it's getting to that point, you know, so it makes sense that there are some.
Jerry in the chat room said that meteors can move oddly passing through the atmosphere. Then he said they can do sharp turns, even bounce up. Maybe it was a meteor. I don't know. Mm-hmm. This thing took a hard 90-degree angle turn and then went really fast. At the moment of the turn, just like shot straight down.
Yeah. You know, who knows? Oh, it peaks on the 11th. Yep. See, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, and it's a big one. I mean,
so then there may be some now.
That's what I'm thinking, because I think you kind of, you know, we kind of move into that field, and so, or they move into our field. I'm not really.
I'll have to see what direction to look at, because I did see one the other night, and I wonder if that might have been a little starter.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I wonder about the one I saw, too. But it was big. It was big. Whatever it was big, because I originally thought it was like one of the planets or something, and then I knew it wasn't a plane, and then all of a sudden it just went, just down, you know, and I'm like, wow, that's wild, you know, but I was barely awake myself, you know, so, but yeah, interesting. Yes, so everyone, if you have time this weekend, you should go outside and look at the Perseides shower, because they are really good, and if you look online, it'll tell you what time, and sometimes they're like 40 an hour or something. I mean, it's just like continual for like one or two nights. It's really amazing. If you get away from the city lights.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. They're just saying that they run from like the 27th.
Of July.
Yeah, maybe soon. Now I lost my page.
Because then that would make sense.
Oh, the 17th of July through August 24th. Mm-hmm. So, and peaking around the 11th. And 10th. I'm trying to see what direction you can see them. Does it
matter? It's very fun. Everywhere. If people just, everybody, you just need to go outside and look in the sky because it is amazing. Remember last year there was that comet that was up in the sky. And what was interesting about that comet was that you couldn't really see it if you looked straight at it. You had to look through your peripheral vision. We actually, when we were out on the island last summer, we looked for it because we knew it was there. And we looked through the lens of my camera. Did we get any good photos? Absolutely not. But we had an easier time seeing it. But what was interesting is that, you know, you could see it much clearer if you didn't look right at it, if you just looked, you know, a little bit to the left. But then if you tried to look at it, it was just like maybe something faint light in the sky. It's amazing what you see out in the sky when you're out of the city lights.
Oh, yeah. We have no lights around us.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're out in the country. It is amazing how many stars you can see out here. And other things. There's so many other things out here. It's wild. Mm-hmm. It's just, you don't know what's out there because there's so many. And I guess I don't know. So I don't want to say, oh, it's alien. Because that's not right either.
Right.
But.
Right. Well, because we don't, you know, who who knows? And that's like when we were up there last August, and we all saw this. I didn't see it because I was doing something else. I was preoccupied, but the other girls did. And like I said, Josie was really freaked out, and she's like, okay, we have to leave here now. And we did, because, you know, I always listen to everybody's intuition, packed up and went to a different location, and then finally went back to camp, you know? But, yeah, you do see a lot of weird things for sure, you know? Oh, yeah. My goodness. So that is that. I got to say, I was running, I was looking on the internet today or online, and I found this story about a human-like Batman flying around. Okay, so listen to this. So Lon Strickler, does everybody know who he is? He's of Phantoms and Monsters. He received a report, and this was just published, this story, on the 30th, so just a few days ago. But this Lon received a report from a man who said that in January of this year, he had suffered from a detached retina following his sighting of a human-like bat near the border of Missouri and Arkansas. And what is this winged creature similar to Chicago Lake Michigan Mothman? And then he said it was near Crowley's Bridge, and that the witness stated he was traveling north, and suddenly a large bat-winged creature was observed flying directly towards the vehicle, quickly ascending to avoid striking the windshield. And he described it as a human-like bat with a thin body, had a wingspan several feet wider than the windshield. The body was approximately 4 to 5 feet in height with a small bat-like head. The legs were longer than those of a bat, and arms were attached to the wings. One strange aspect of the encounter was that the witness immediately suffered a severe headache, prompting him to pull onto the shoulder. It took him about 15 minutes to gather his wits and to proceed home. And wow, then he had a detached retina. And then it says, he had sharp right eye pain for several days, went to the ophthalmologist where he was diagnosed with a detached retina, and he assumed the encounter with the creature was responsible.
But he didn't hit his head or anything.
No.
Weird.
I mean, I can't imagine that a creature could do that, but maybe just because you're straining your eyes, because you can't, your eyes are popping out of your head because you don't know what you're looking at, maybe that happened. I mean, anything can happen with that detached retina. Believe me, I had one. I know exactly. But how about that? A human-like bat with a thin body and a wingspan, but like bat-like wings, right? So the arms were in the wings.
That sounds
interesting.
Like a Mothman, doesn't it?
Sounds like a Mothman, but he said this one looked more like a bat.
But he hasn't seen a Mothman before, has he?
Mm-mm. Right. Truth. Yeah. So, yeah.
So how do you know? It could have been Mothman.
Yeah. Ah. Anyway, it's quite interesting here. I'm gonna put this in the chat room if anybody wants to check it out. It's kind of fun reading. Yes. So that's my story.
Well, that's where is that?
It's a weird one, right?
Missouri and Arkansas border. Yeah, I don't know. You know, the detached retina is kind of interesting too, because what? How did that happen? But could it have been like because the thing was coming out of his car, right?
Yeah.
Like straight on.
Yeah.
So you wonder, did he, like, a surge of energy hit the car? Because he's flying right at the car, and then he zoomed up. You wonder if there was like a surge of energy that hit and blasted him.
Right.
Oh,
that could be.
I actually did that to people a couple of times. I've done it to someone, not on purpose. I'm just going to say I didn't do it on purpose.
Well, it's that crazy. It's crazy energy, you know? Yeah, I don't know. I thought that was an interesting story I saw. And then I saw something. There's all kinds of stories about UFOs out there too, actually, this week. And Kristen Barton's in the chat room. How about that?
Hi. Hey.
Woohoo.
She said she's having trouble getting in. I'm like, technology's getting us all tonight.
I know. It even got to us, Kristen. Holy crap. Also, there's this picture that was just published of this thing that's supposed to be a Bigfoot. I see something be a Bigfoot or not, I don't really know.
Is it a photo?
It is a photo. Here, let me share this. This was also on the Singular 14 website. They had a lot of crazy stuff on there, actually. Here we go. Yeah, so I don't know if it's kind of small and you can't really tell, but you know, it's always, nobody's ever going to get a real clear picture of, you know, that creature, right? Maybe I will. I don't know. I think the thing is, when you see them, you get so excited, and then no pictures are ever taken. You know, you lose your mind a little bit. And I think they have something to do with it, honestly.
Well, right. I was going to say they might have mm-hmm. some kind of energy mm-hmm. field that kind of or something.
Yes, exactly. You get frozen. And then I think, honestly, if you were someday, I hope to look them in the eyeball, but what would you do? I mean, we think we would have all these things we might do, but honestly, you might totally freeze up and then they're gone and you could obtain nothing except what you have in your head. Right.
Yeah. So I'm looking at this photo that you posted mm-hmm. for this, mm-hmm. in this article. Mm-hmm. Man claims to have captured photo of Bigfoot in Bernard, yep. Iowa, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So, and it was just posted yesterday. So, I don't know.
Photo.
That looks like a dude out for a walk.
That's what I think. I'm not so sure that's Bigfoot, you know?
There's nothing to say it's not a dude. You know, there's nothing to say it's big. It's just, it's not a very good photo.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in person, it looked different and you could think, oh my gosh, that's not a dude mm-hmm. walking around. But in this photo, it looks like it could be a dude just mm-hmm. walking through the woods, crossed the little river there.
Yeah. And then if you go on in the story, it talks about how he was showing his sister and his sister laughed saying it was a person. And then he's saying that they called out to it, but got no response. But
I wouldn't respond either.
I'm not sure I would either. You know, I think I would just, you know, move along, right?
If I don't hear my name, I'm going to assume that whoever's yelling is not yelling at me.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I turn around? If someone, you know, I'm out walking in the woods, someone's like, hey, you.
Yep.
Like, whatever, leave me alone. You know,
yep. And then I know if you go on in the story, it talks about how there's a lot of sightings listed by the BFRO website. Yep. We know up in that corner of Iowa, there's a lot of Bigfoot sightings. But I can't say definitively that that is Bigfoot in that picture, because I agree with you. I kind of think it just looks like person walking. I mean, obviously it's wintertime, so why did they wait till now to release this?
Is it just filtered?
Well, I mean, there's no leaves on the trees, you know, it has to be winter, and it looks like snow on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, it just looks like somebody in heavy clothing, right? Like,
yeah.
It's winter.
Yeah, it would totally make sense if it's winter and they had a jacket mm-hmm. and stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a bummer, too, because if you really think, so down below they have the original, like, mm-hmm. and then they have it side by side with mm-hmm. a close-up of it. So the original is, like, mm-hmm. crazy small.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What a bummer if you're in person and it looks really good and then you get this crappy photo.
Yes. Yes, or a cutout. Maybe it's a cutout. Maybe it's planted. I don't know.
You don't have Zoom big enough for it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah, well, and yeah, who knows? But interesting. I mean, I love it that people are sharing stuff, whether they're true or not. I don't know. I know on the BFRO Facebook page last week, Matt Moneymaker shared a photo of what was said to be a Bigfoot, and he said, this is total fake. Don't believe it, blah, 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 you know? So, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that really want to fake people out. So how do you know if it's real or not? You know, unless there are people that actually are researchers, I'm not sure you can believe people anymore, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, Ceiling Cat is saying that part of Iowa is hilly. Yeah, it's by the Mississippi River Basin, and that is home to a lot of reports of Bigfoot. The Yellow River there is full of reports, and it's a place that squatchers need to get to. We really do. We have to maybe go south a little bit instead of north all the time. But Sherry's saying a chili and gillie suit. Yeah, right?
Mm. It could be. I mean, it doesn't even have to be that. I mean, it could be gillie suit, but I don't know. It. Can you imagine if someone's walking around in a ghillie suit? Like, what kind of crazy...
That would you be?
Well, just be careful. I don't know.
So,
that's just
so weird. Obviously, Sherry is thinking the Patterson film is not a real Bigfoot because she's saying a ghillie suit. There's such a big controversy over that one. I don't know.
Yeah. That one is, I don't know. I mean, it's obviously easier to see than this one, but mm-hmm. that doesn't mean it's real either. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to know because
it is.
You know, it's so easy to doubt everybody else's stuff. And then when you have something, you're like, no, believe me, believe me. And then everybody else is like, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I hear you. I know. No way. Jerry's like, no way. Well, you know what? We are at the half hour. So everyone think, you know, get your paranormal topics ready, as Heidi said in the chat room, for the back half of the show. And we will go to commercial break. This is the Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network.
Rhett, where are you going?
I'm going back to the paranormal view, back where I belong.
Please, please take me with you.
No, I'm through with everything here. I want to see if there's something left in life I haven't explored. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Rhett, don't run to them. They talk about ghosts and hauntings, UFOs and all kinds of supernatural scary stuff.
You'll never understand, will you, Scarlet?
No.
Well, that's your misfortune.
Rhett, if you go, where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear. Line.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
That's the Paranormal View with your host, Henry Foister, Jeffrey Gould, and Barbara Duncan. Every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on the Para-X Radio Network.
At home, at work, or anywhere. Thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X.
Welcome back to the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network, and we have our Paranormal Smorgasbord tonight, and we've been talking mainly about Bigfoot and UFOs, which, interesting, those sometimes are lumped together as being connected. Mm-hmm. So it just so happens that I started a conversation with aliens or UFOs and stuff went to Bigfoot, and here we are. So, mm-hmm. And then on the break, we were looking at this website that there's this video, apparently a video, right, Steph, about this Sasquatch carrying an infant.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the photo.
Oh, this is the one. So this is the one that they talked about on the BFRO. And Matt Moneymaker is saying, I don't like to post fake videos of Bigfoots just to point out that they're fake. But it becomes necessary if they are receiving a lot of media attention. And here's one of them. And it's that one. This is human. Not sure the human is wearing a costume, but it is not a furry non-human. Okay, according to the BFRO. Interesting. Who knows?
Huh. Well, then, done. Done on that one.
Yeah.
I looked at the... So there's... I'll put the picture or the link up in the chat room. The one that we were looking at with the Sasquatch carrying an infant Bigfoot. And it is... I think it looks wooden. I don't even think it looks like a thing.
Yeah. I'm not sure either. But it's
weird. It's weird.
I don't know. I mean, it's cool. Like I said, it's cool that people are getting photos. And you know what I've always said is you don't have to have a special talent to look for Bigfoot. You just have to get out in the woods, right? You just have to get out there and look. So I think any and all things are good unless they're definitely faked, you know, just because, you know.
Right. I mean, obviously you don't want fake stuff, but
yes,
it's
yes.
good that, yeah, it's good that more people feel comfortable putting exactly. stuff out there.
And I think you can put out, and if it's something else, okay, it's, you didn't fake it. You thought maybe it was something, and that's okay, because we don't really know, right? It's good. It's good. More people are interested. More people are out there, and that is phenomenal. Maybe somebody will get to the bottom of this. I hope it's me. We yeah. will get to the bottom of this. But yeah, no. You just have to get out in the woods. That's all you got to do. So yeah, that is cool. And that's really a cool website. I'm glad I found that one. So
yeah, there's some cool stuff in here. Did you see, so there's a photo from the Stanley Hotel. Did you see that mysterious figure during the ghost tour at the Stanley Hotel? Someone took a photo from the outside looking at one of the windows, and there's a woman there. Now, it looks so clear that I don't know that it could be a ghost, because why wouldn't it be a woman standing there? Like, how would you know if it really wasn't a woman there? I'm just all into debunking these photos. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'll post it in the chat room.
Oh, so yeah. Yeah. How do we know that's not a real person?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. That looks so much like a spirit to me. I mean, it looks like somebody just looking out the window.
Yeah.
And people can still stay there, right? I mean, people stay there all the time.
Yeah. Yep. You can rent rooms there. No problem. Yeah. I don't know if that room was one that you could rent. But so what? So someone could work there. Someone could dress up and be someone, you know, haunting around in one of the windows. Like, I don't know. I don't want to diss all this stuff, though, either, because if it's like, I've had evidence that people go, that's fake. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure you think so. But it wasn't, you know, so I hate to do that to someone else, too. Because
I know. I know.
They might be like, no, serious, this is legit. We covered everything, and it's not someone standing up there like a human. So I feel bad for that. But
yeah. But we're investigators first and foremost. Yeah. And I think that's how we are. You know, we always try to disprove everything before we can say it's really real. You know?
Yeah.
You know, and if we're investigating, you know, we go back and we look at everything to, you know, see if we can debunk it or is it real? And if it stands the test, then we think it might be something, right? That's the same with Bigfoot research, you know? So that's just what we do.
Okay. So I've got a funny story.
Okay.
This is real. This happened. So I was with my friend Marilyn last week. Yeah, it was the end of last week. We got together and we went, I'm not going to say where, because I don't want to flood this place, but we went to a town that we were going to, you know, get some coffee and walk around or whatever. And there was this little building, tiny little building that was open to the public. You know, it was had like a store or whatever in there. So we're walking by this teeny little, it was a house converted into a building, store. And I was like, oh, that house is so cute. Cute little tiny house, you know, but it's a store now. And I said, we should go in there. And she's like, oh, okay. So we went and stood out in front of it. And we were looking up the steps at it because it had, I don't know, six steps up to get to the front door. And she said, is it open? And there's two windows, a window on either side of the front door, right? Mm-hmm. And she goes, is it open? And I said, yeah, there's a gal in there right now. I see her. She's walking past the window. And she goes, oh, okay. So we walk up the steps and she's first, she's ahead of me and she pulls on the doorknob and it's locked. And then we look to the left and there's a sign in the door that has the hours and it is not open at all that day. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, that's weird. So we're peeking in the windows and stuff and the lights are off and nobody is there. No cars are. I'm like, oh my gosh. I wonder if I saw maybe not a human, you know, not a human body, but maybe I saw someone in there. Because it was an old house. It was built, I think it was like 1860 something. So who knows?
Was it in a regional park or where was it? Was it just in a no, I know. But was it like a regional park or?
No, it was in a town.
Oh, it was a town. That's what you said at the beginning. Sorry. Totally missed that.
That's okay. No, it was a town. And yeah, but I mean, clear as bell. I would put money on it that she was human, a human body walking around in there. And we looked in there. Nope. No one's in there.
Right.
And really where she was walking, when I was looking through the windows, I'm like, really, she can't be walking there. That won't work.
It's too high up.
Now that I see what is in the way, you know, the stuff.
There is, so that was, you know, cool what?
Too.
when we see stuff like that, isn't it the most amazing thing? I know we investigated this property up in northern Minnesota once, and but before we went, I mean, we asked to do it because we had been there, and Jerry and I were there with his brother Jim, and it was a bunch of old buildings that their family actually had homesteaded close to there. And Jerry was looking through one of the buildings, and he said, oh, look at that woman walking in there. But she was walking up too high, and guess what? There was no floor. So it was a spirit, and it has turned out to be, we did investigate it several times, and it is a very haunted public location. And that's all I'll say about that. But cool. I mean, it's something, I didn't see it, Jerry saw, but something that always stays in your mind, right? Because you just never forget those things.
Yep. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Oh, so Jerry in the chat room, did you say this already? He has a friend that works at the Stanley and said that photo is fake.
Yeah, it just looks like a human to me. I mean, a live person looking out the window, maybe dressed in an old time something, you know.
It's too bad because you want that stuff to be real. Like,
I know.
It would be a good photo if it was real.
We like that stuff to be real, for sure. Earlier, and we missed this because we were talking about a lot of other things, but everybody's saying they are missing the Skinwalker Ranch. Okay, you know what? I really need to watch this show because everybody's talking about that on this feed the time. So is it in hiatus now, or what's going on with that? It wasn't canceled, was it?
No, I don't think so. When I watched it, it was two seasons. I don't think there's a third season, but when they were talking, it seemed like it was right before COVID hit. So I don't know if something got derailed because of COVID, but I've talked to people too. We were talking about it in our paranormal group the last time we had our meetup, and there were people that are much more scientific than I am that were kind of disappointed in the scientific part of it because they have like an astrophysicist and other things, and their types of, you know, official research really aren't official. Which I get, but it's still more official than like some paranormal groups would do if they were going there. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, appreciate what they've been doing. They're just taking a different approach. And I do like that. There's also a show similar to the Skinwalker. It's called, the one that we're talking about, The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch. Mm-hmm. That one. Then there's also, I can't remember the whole name of it, but something about the Blind Frog Ranch. Oh. It's a tongue twister, so I'm trying to slow down. So, Blind Frog Ranch. And the reason they call it that, it's not too far away from Skinwalker Ranch, so it's in the same area. Mm-hmm. And they had this cavern that they found all these white frogs that are blind because they've been living underground, and so they don't have any like sunlight or something. Anyway, so I think there was one or two seasons of that. So it was good. I liked in the Blind Frog Ranch one that they're not so hesitant. In the Skinwalker Ranch series, they're very hesitant to do any digging or go underground because of what some supposed curse, you know, people have been getting hurt and things like that and had weird, freaky accidents when people dig is their thing. That's what they say. Mm-hmm. And so they're not doing it. Where the Blind Frog Ranch is like, just get in there, just go. Right. So they just dive right in. They just go in. They don't care. And so I like that better because I'm like, just get in there. Don't make me sit here. What? Yeah. Anyway. And Ceiling Cat in the chat room said she likes Oak Island is better, in my opinion. Yes. And it's almost like Skinwalker Ranch and Oak Island have the same narrator.
Oh, do they? I mean,
it's really, there's a lot of similarities there. It's probably based off of Oak Island. And I do appreciate Oak Island, but oh my gosh, can we get to the, like, it's just one show after another that's just like, I can't even watch it anymore because I just want to wait till the last season comes out and then I'll watch the last season and that's it.
You know, I love it. And then last year, I don't know if it'll be on this year, and I only caught a couple episodes, but right after Oak Island, the brothers had another show and then they delved into different mysteries, treasure mysteries, like all over the U.S. And that was fun to watch. So like they were in Utah for one and they were down in Texas for one and up in Lake Michigan for one. So yeah, that one was fun, but I love Oak Island. And yes, I do just sit there and say, God, when are they ever going to find that treasure? But yet I have to keep watching it every episode. Every time there's a new one, I never get to watch it when it's on, because it's on Tuesday nights when we're on. But then, you know, it'll be on the next day or whatever. And we watch it. But yeah, there's a lot of interesting TV out there now. And I've been caught up in Vikings. I don't know if anybody watches that. Oh my God, that show. I forgot, actually. And I forgot the second half of season 6, which is the final season, is out there. And so I just started watching it this past week. It is so violent. Can I just say, and Vikings has always been violent, but this last half is woo, woo. And major characters are dying. Lagatha passed away, and oh my God, they had
her. You're giving shush now. People haven't seen it.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, it's old news, right? Because this came out December of last year, right? So,
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
And I just spaced it out. But I cried at her funeral, and she was my hero, you know. And so it's the last year, right? So I have a feeling they're all going to be killed off before the season is done, you know, because that's just the violence of the show. They were a violent people, but you know, it's my history, right? If anybody who's Scandinavian, that's our history. So, yeah, and then everybody loved her because she was a strong woman. We loved Lagertha. And she actually, in real history, she out-survived. She was married. She actually was married to Ragnar Lothbrok. And then she divorced him. And then he died somehow. So, term berserkers, yes, yes, absolutely. And they liked her so much they kept her. Well, yeah, she's the show. Anyway, okay, so moving on. See, I'm reading all this crazy stuff on the chat room. I still have to say that one of my favorite new paranormal shows, and I've still only seen like 3 or 4 of them, is that Kindred Spirits. That is, I really like that one. That one is really a good one. I like how they do it, and they stay there for several days and try to figure things out and figure out who these spirits might be. And I think it's well done.
I still haven't seen it yet. I have to do that. Yeah. I just find myself, if I do watch TV, I don't watch, I don't know what I
Well, me either. And see, that's the problem, right? Because we watch all these other things, you know, and I'm embroiled in Vikings, you know, but every once in a while, like usually at night, you know, the last hour, sometimes Casey and I watch TV and we're tired. Last night we watched Apollo 13, actually, it was on. So that was fun. I hadn't seen that for a while. But yeah, can you believe that was 1970. So it's been 51 years since that happened. Imagine that. Yeah, Karen is saying you got to watch it. Surreal Estate? What is that all about? I haven't heard about that one's cat, ceiling cat. Do tell us.
I'm looking online about that. It's, let's see here. I think it's haunted real estate.
Oh.
Is what it looks like. I have not heard of that. That sounds kind of interesting. Follows a real estate agent and an elite team of specialists as they handle the cases no one else can.
Mm.
Wow. I'll have to check that out too. Kindred Spirits and Surreal Estate.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of spirits in real estate. I know my niece Dolly is a big realtor here in Minneapolis, and she has a house. You know, the houses are going like in a couple days everywhere around me. And she has been selling houses like, I don't know, several a month. I mean, the woman is just phenomenal. And she was telling me about this one that she's had on the market for a couple of months now. And she said, it won't sell stuff. I think there's something going on. Will you come and clear it? And I said, yeah. So I went with her and I showed her how to do it, you know, because that's a good thing for her to know too. There definitely was a spirit up there, up on the second floor. And she said that the woman died there. She had cancer. She'd lived there for a few years. And she said she wondered if it was her. I said, well, I don't know. Could be her. I mean, the house was built in the mid-50s. It could be somebody else, you know. But I haven't had a news update, so I know she was going to have an open house that day. So we'll have to see how it went. But it did feel much better in there. And we did it a 1-2 punch. We did it a couple of different times in a couple of different ways. So hopefully it moved on and she'll be able to sell that house. But yeah. There's just all kinds of craziness. So haunted porta potties. That would be a gross place to haunt. If you were a spirit, would you haunt a porta potty? No.
I think probably not. No. I would say no to that. Well, I guess if I had a choice, maybe they don't have a choice. I don't know. That's terrible.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Craziness. But yeah, so no, there are a few, like I said, there's a few good paranormal shows out there. Now it's not the same old, you know, that we've been watching for years. So that's a good thing. And I do like, there's a new Bigfoot one out there, and I can't remember the name of it, but that one's pretty good too.
Don't know the name. Sorry, everybody.
Because I've only seen it a couple of times, and it was big hype. It was big hype, you know, for a while. And I thought, oh yeah, whatever, you know. And I did catch one or two of the episodes, and you know, they have one of the gals on there is a primatologist, which is very cool, right? I mean, she knows her animals. She knows what's in the woods. She spent a lot of time in the field. So they're trying, you know. But yeah, there's just a whole lot of stuff happening in the world right now. And the veil is so thin still, you know, and we're just seeing spirits everywhere, right? I know you are too. It just seems like every time I look somewhere, there they are, you know? So I don't know.
Yeah. They're still talking about haunted real estate in the chat room.
I know it.
What they're saying.
Well, you know what I say? I think, you know, most land is haunted. You know,
places something. Have spirits. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's only if they're driving you nuts that you want to, or if they're, you like this, obviously, presence. I think people feel this, and that's why they're not interested in the house. Because it's a great house, really good neighborhood. I mean, I thought it was fabulous. You know, I'm like, God, this should have sold like a week later, Dolly. And she's like, yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't understand. You know, and I'm like, well, see what we can do. So hopefully. But yeah, so be careful. But everybody should know how to clear a house, you know, just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, when people contact me and I'm like, do it yourself first, try it. Right. You know? So I have a video out there on how to do it because I'm like, mm-hmm. just do it. Don't mm-hmm. hire me to do it. Unless something really bad is happening, mm-hmm. just do it yourself. You should know how to do it yourself. It's like teaching someone how to do their own laundry.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, I'm not going to do that for you. Learn how to do it yourself. You'll be so much happier.
Yeah.
It's a nice little skill to have.
It is. And, you know, Dolly is very intuitive too. You know, she's my niece. So kind of getting her in the business, I think, little by little, you know what I mean? So I know she's selling she bought a big house in St. Paul, a big Victorian up on the hill. It's amazing, actually. So she's in the process of rehabbing the house they lived in, and she has a condo in downtown Minneapolis. So she's going to sell them both. And she said, will you come with me and clear them both too before we put them on the market? And I said, well, yeah, sure. You know what I mean? But the goal is so that she knows how to do it, so that she can take care of it. You know what I mean?
So Karen in the chat room said, I wonder why people travel, or she said, we all travel to faraway mm-hmm. locations to find ghosts when they're right here all around us, which mm-hmm. is a good point because, yeah, they're everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. But for instance, you and I both have been to like Waverly
yes,
Hills,
absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And other haunted locations around the country. And the reason I go to those places, and I put it in the chat room too, is like these locations are amazing and they're part of our history, you know? So I like mm-hmm. to visit these places, A, before they're closed to the public,
yes.
and B, because they're a part of our history and the
yes.
buildings or architecture is really sometimes quite interesting.
Oh yeah.
So I like going for those reasons. Mm-hmm. Now I'm not the kind of person that's going to go just to be entertained by the suffering of spirits at a location. That's not what I'm doing.
No.
If there's spirits that need
no.
help, I'm going to certainly do what I can.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot of spirits that do not want our
help.
That are
happy where they are. Absolutely. And that's
they may not be happy, but they certainly don't want our help.
No.
You know?
No. Because we always ask that too.
To respect you know? That. But
yeah. But I think the history, because I'm such a history buff too. I mean, history was my major in college, well, social studies, you know? So yeah. So I think that's more intriguing than anything. And to try to figure out who these people might be that are still hanging around, you know, is another thing that's far out. But yeah.
All right. I like the architecture of the places. And
that
just,
too.
Yeah, again, the history and stuff. It's just yep. fascinating. You
and
know,
you know, some
I
of
went,
those,
oh, go ahead.
The old tuberculosis sanatoriums are beautiful. Even in their old rundown state, they're mm-hmm. just beautifully, the architecture is amazing. Nothing like today, right? Today is just square or whatever. But okay, well, sorry.
Thankfully, we don't have tuberculosis facilities today.
Thank God. Thank God, right?
But yeah, hospitals or whatever, I think. Well, and actually, I think they're probably starting to come around and make them a little bit more pleasant again.
I hope so.
I think we went through a, you know, big square box phase for a while, and we're coming out of that. But yeah, I went to, Tim and I went with some friends to Garnet, Montana. It's an old mining town. And I've actually been to a couple of mining towns. There was one in California. What was it, like Julian or something? I don't know. Maybe. I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, those places are really crazy to go. Actually, what's the one in Arizona? Why can't I think of it? It's not out, it's not far outside of Sedona. Anyway, cool. I love going to mining towns. There's some scratchy ghosts there, though, in those places. They have no interest in like being contacted or being bothered.
It's like the people who, some of the people who live in those places, just leave me alone. You know?
Yeah.
That's a different breed. Yeah.
They have no interest in getting help.
Nope.
Some of them do, but it's just, it's, you go, it's like going back in time. You know, when you go to some of these places, it's just like, wow. It's very fascinating.
Cool. It's very cool.
Yeah.
So we will plug our sibling show, The Calling, for tomorrow night, and they are having Paranormal Babble on tomorrow night. So I think it must be modeled off our Paranormal Smorgasbord. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I know Jerry's listening, so I'm totally kidding. But it's kind of, they babble about a lot of different things. So yeah, kind of anything goes with that one too. So listen in. That's tomorrow at 8 o'clock on right here on the Para-X Radio Network.
Yep. Awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, fun show. Lots. We started with UFOs, went to this Batman creature that was seen down in Missouri, and we should do a little research on that. That's kind of cool. We should do a show on Mothman and Batman and that kind of stuff. I think we need to do some research and find a researcher that we can talk to. That would be fun.
I don't think we've talked about it since we had Kyle on one of the first times he was on. We asked him to talk about Mothman.
Yeah. So it would be fun to find somebody who actively researches Man, and maybe has some experiences. We'll look into that. Jerry's saying, hey, we have done that for 9 years. I know, I'm just pulling your leg. Okay. So, yeah, so we need to, we'll get the scoop on those bad creatures or Mothmans or whatever you want to talk about. And the UFO thing to be continued. So we all just need to go outside and look in the night sky. And I know Squatchers will be up way up north by the Canadian border here in a couple of weeks. So I'm sure that we'll see some cool stuff. We're camping, so we'll be outside the whole weekend.
Nice.
So we'll keep our eyes peeled to the sky, you know, see what happens.
I go out in the backyard and look up.
Yep. And because the Perseids meteor shower is happening right now, I think it peaks this weekend. Probably I will probably get in the car and go somewhere where we can have a good look, you know? So anyway, lots of stuff.
Come on here maybe.
Yeah. That'd be good. Yeah. Because it's always fun to just sit and watch. Like you said, there's a million satellites. You know, when I was a kid, they didn't have those. You know, that's a new thing, you know.
Relatively.
So, but you know the difference between one of those and something that's not normal, you know.
There's so much out there now, it's hard to tell, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many different things out there.
And yes, absolutely. So, yeah, wow. So if anyone has anything else, we have 2 minutes left. Spill the beans.
Or topic for another show.
Or topic for another show. You know, we haven't talked about for a long time is time travel. That's another one of our favorites that people love to talk about. We haven't talked about that for a while.
Yeah.
Last year it was all about dreams. Didn't we do like 2 episodes on dreams?
I think so.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
It was fun.
We're going to do one show and then we ran out of time. I think we did do a second show.
Yep, and it was absolutely fun. And dreams I have been dreaming a lot lately. I don't know what the scoop is on that either.
Yeah, I have too. Well, I always dream, but I've been having more and weirder dreams lately.
Me too. I mean, I feel like, oh my gosh, you know, I go to sleep and it's like a movie. It's like going to the movies. I don't know what's going on, but it's interesting for sure. Oh, you know, they're talking about the pink room. Oh, gosh, yes. Well, anyway, for another show. Music is on. I guess it's time for us to go, Heidi. So, yep. Listen, everyone, thanks for joining our show tonight. Thanks for listening. And thank you to all of the soldiers and all of our troops who may be listening. Thank you for your service. Be safe.
Absolutely. And thank you to everybody in the chat room with all of your comments, questions, and ideas for topics. That was awesome as usual. And everybody listening wherever you are, thank you for tuning in. Thank you to Sarge, our most amazing producer, who keeps us in line, and we are grateful for you. And of course, Para X Radio Network for hosting our show, because this is the most awesome place to be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Good night, everyone.